理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 4. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once.After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11.I've already taken one of those pills, but the headache is still killing me.
Why not take another one? That is the recommended dose.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Question 12.The report was due in my office a couple of days ago, but I can't seem to find it.
I'm sorry. It's coming along, but as long as the computer is down, I can't finish it.
What does the woman mean?
Question 13. Could I open just one present now, Dad? I simply can't wait any longer.
Waiting 2 days isn't going to kill you. You know the tradition.
What does the man imply?
Question 14. How long does the journey take if I go by bus?
It depends on the traffic. I think the Airport Express is your best bet.
Where is the man probably going? Question 15. What a wonderful day! Shall we have a picnic?
Well, don't you think going swimming is a better choice?
What does the woman mean?
Question 16.Jack, what are you going to do after high school?
Well, I was going to go to college, but I have to postpone it and get a job instead. I just don't have money right now.
What is Jack going to do first?Question 17. I thought I was speaking English fairly well, but people keep asking me to repeat what I've said, so maybe I'm not doing so well after all.
There's nothing wrong with your English. It's just that no one can hear what you're saying.
What can we learn about the woman from the conversation?
Question 18. Lana, Ben and I will pitch the tents. Why don't you and Lily fix dinner?
Sure. Where are the stove and the pot?
What are the speakers probably doing now?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1. Did you have a good time last weekend?
Yes, I did. I visited some friends in Pennsylvania. They live in a small town called Canonsburg.
That must have been interesting. I've never been in a small town, just big cities.
Neither had I.
What did you do?
There isn't as much to do there as here. No plays or concerts. People make their own entertainment, though.
What do you mean?
Well, Saturday we went to a potluck supper.
A potluck supper? What's that?
The whole neighborhood has a party. Everybody brings something. It's all put on the table, and you can eat whatever you like. That is a potluck supper.
It's something like a picnic, isn't it?
Well, yes. The weather was warm, so we had this one outdoors. But in winter they have them indoors, too.
What else did you do?
Sunday we went for a drive. We had lunch at a drive-in.
Is the countryside interesting?
Beautiful farmland. You'd like it.
I'm sure I would.
Sunday evening some people came to dinner. It was very informal. We just sat around and talked. Just a nice Sunday night supper.
That's the kind of evening I like. I don't care for a formal dinner so much.
Neither do I. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. How did the man spend his weekend? Question 20. Why do people make their own entertainment? Question 21. According to the conversation, what kind of meal does the woman like? Conversation 2.
Hey, Joe. Haven't seen you for months. Care for a drink at the bar?
I'd love to, but I'm already late for the talk about the benefits of walkathon this weekend.
Walkathon? What's all this about?
Don't you know? Most of the residents in Packer Hall are going to try to walk the 7 miles from the engineering library, across campus, and down to City Hall, in an effort to raise money for the new children's hospital.
Sounds like a good idea, but I don't understand where the money comes from.
Well, a few days before the walkathon, each participant goes around asking people to pledge just a certain amount of money for each mile that he or she expects to walk in the event. Then, after the walkathon's over, the participants go back to those same people, collect the money pledged, and send it to the hospital.
So, you mean if someone pledges, say, $1 a mile, and you walk 5 miles, you can get $5?
That's right. Of course, most of my friends aren't such big spenders. The biggest pledge I've gotten so far is 25 cents a mile.
And how many people have made pledges for you?
11 so far. Say, how about making it an even dozen?
Sure, if you do the same for me. The walkathon sounds like a perfect opportunity for me to break in my new pair of sports shoes. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Who is going to participate in the walkathon? Question 23. What can we learn about the course of the walkathon from the conversation? Question 24. What will happen to the money raised at the walkathon? Question 25. How much is the maximum pledge Joe has gotten from his friends?
Section B. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Solar water heating is used worldwide. The device we are about to describe was developed in Afghanistan more than 30 years ago. It can heat 70 litres of water to 60 degrees Celsius. It can do this between sunrise and noon on a clear day with an average outside temperature of 32 degrees Celsius. There are two parts to the solar water heater. One part is the solar collector. This is made of metal sheets. The collector is placed in contact with the water. There are several kinds of metal sheets that can be used for the collector. Metal sheets that have raised sections will work very well. Once the water is heated, it is kept hot with special material. This helps the water stay warm for a long time. The second part of the solar water heater is the storage tank. Two rubber pipes are attached to the storage tank. One pipe lets water flow into the system. The other lets water flow out. When the water heater is working correctly, water will flow from the storage tank to the collector and back again. You can use the hot water at the top of the tank for washing and cleaning. You can change the flow of water so that the temperature is hot or warm as desired. This solar water heater is easy to build and operate. It will last about 2 years before the rubber pipes need to be replaced. However, it will heat water only on sunny days.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. In which country was solar water heating developed more than 30 years ago? Question 27. What parts are included in a solar water heater? Question 28. How can you change water temperature as you desire? Passage 2. The climate of the West Coast is the most moderate in Canada. Summers are cool and fairly dry, and winters are mild, cloudy, and wet. Even in midwinter, average temperatures are usually above freezing. The Central Plain from the Rocky Mountains to Great Lakes is characterized by cold winters, short but hot summers, and light snow and rain. The large water surfaces of central and eastern Canada produce considerable modification in the climate. Southern Ontario and Quebec experience cold, damp winters and hot, humid summers. Most of Atlantic Canada has a humid climate owing to its maritime character. Nevertheless, it experiences weather systems arriving from the dry continental interior as well as from the sea. The combined influence of these systems creates some of the most variable day-to-day weather conditions to be encountered anywhere in Canada. The north-central part of Canada is usually snow-covered for more than half of the year, with a frost-free period of barely 2 months. Rain is relatively light. Further north, on the islands along the Arctic coast and round Hudson Bay, the land is always frozen. Average temperatures stay above freezing for only a few weeks of the year. The Arctic islands and the northern border of the mainland do not have a summer season of the kind known in southern Canada.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. In which part of Canada the climate is the most moderate according to the passage? Question 30. In which part of Canada is the climate most changeable according to the passage? Question 31. What can we learn about the climate in the north-central part of Canada? Passage 3. Every human being, no matter what he is doing, gives off body heat. The usual problem is how to get rid of it. But the designers of the Johnstown campus of the University of Pittsburgh set themselves the opposite problem: how to collect body heat. They have designed a collection of systems which utilizes not only body heat, but the heat given off by such objects as light bulbs and ice boxes as well. The system works so well that no general fuel is needed to make the campus's 6 buildings comfortable. Some parts of most modern buildings, theatres and offices, as well as classrooms, are more than enough heated by people and lights, and sometimes must be air-conditioned, even in winter. The technique of saving heat and redistributing it is called heat recovery. A few modern buildings recover heat, but the university's system is the first to recover heat from some buildings and reuse it in others. Along the way, Pitt has learned a great deal about some of its heat producers. The harder a student studies, the more heat his body gives off. Male students emit more heat than female students, and the larger a student, the more heat he produces. It is concluded that the hottest prospect for the Johnstown campus would be a hard-working, overweight male genius.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. What is the heat a collection system utilizes from? Question 33. How many of the buildings are heated entirely by the heat collection system on Johnstown campus? Question 34. What does heat recovery refer to according to the passage? Question 35. Which of the following kinds of persons would produce the least amount of heat?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
One night in April 1912, a huge new ocean liner, the Titanic, was crossing the Atlantic. She was just about the most luxurious ship that had ever been built. She was going very fast, which was hazardous because there were icebergs in that region, and it was very dark that night. The passengers were all having a good time when the ship suddenly struck one of the icebergs. The giant ship began to sink slowly but steadily. The entire ocean liner was in chaos. All the passengers were trying to escape, but there were not enough lifeboats available on the ship, since nobody thought they would be necessary. 8 white rockets were fired into the air in order to get help. Another ship, the Californian, was passing nearby. An officer and another sailor on it saw the rockets, but they thought perhaps people were having a party on board the ship and were just firing the rockets for fun. Anyway, they did wake the captain. But the captain was too sleepy to understand, and the Californian just went on sailing away in another direction. When the Titanic finally went down, a dance band was still giving performance on the deck until the last few minutes. They were trying to keep the passengers calm through their heroic deeds. This shipwreck was one of the greatest sea disasters of all time, leaving almost 2/3 of the crew and passengers drowned.
Now the passage will be read again. One night in April 1912, a huge new ocean liner, the Titanic, was crossing the Atlantic. She was just about the most luxurious ship that had ever been built. She was going very fast, which was hazardous, because there were icebergs in that region, and it was very dark that night. The passengers were all having a good time when the ship suddenly struck one of the icebergs. The giant ship began to sink slowly but steadily. The entire ocean liner was in chaos. All the passengers were trying to escape, but there were not enough lifeboats available on the ship, since nobody thought they would be necessary. 8 white rockets were fired into the air in order to get help. Another ship, the Californian, was passing nearby. An officer and another sailor on it saw the rockets, but they thought perhaps people were having a party on board the ship and were just firing the rockets for fun. Anyway, they did wake the captain, but the captain was too sleepy to understand, and the Californian just went on sailing away in another direction. When the Titanic finally went down, a dance band was still giving performance on the deck until the last few minutes. They were trying to keep the passengers calm through their heroic deeds. The shipwreck was one of the greatest sea disasters of all time, leaving almost two-thirds of the crew and passengers drowned.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. One night in April 1912, a huge new ocean liner, the Titanic, was crossing the Atlantic. She was just about the most luxurious ship that had ever been built. She was going very fast, which was hazardous because there were icebergs in that region, and it was very dark that night. The passengers were all having a good time, when the ship suddenly struck one of the icebergs. The giant ship began to sink slowly but steadily. The entire ocean liner was in chaos. All the passengers were trying to escape, but there were not enough lifeboats available on the ship, since nobody thought they would be necessary. 8 white rockets were fired into the air in order to get help. Another ship, the Californian, was passing nearby. An officer and another sailor on it saw the rockets, but they thought perhaps people were having a party on board the ship and were just firing the rockets for fun. Anyway, they did wake the captain, but the captain was too sleepy to understand, and the Californian just went on sailing away in another direction. When the Titanic finally went down, a dance band was still giving performance on the deck until the last few minutes. They were trying to keep the passengers calm through their heroic deeds. This shipwreck was one of the greatest sea disasters of all time, leaving almost two-thirds of the crew and passengers drowned. ¶¶